First of Peter chapter 2. Be like newborn babies, longing for the spiritual milk which is without deceit, so that you may grow thereby to salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. So be like babies. Well, I said that Peter was writing to the people he'd baptized. And so I think he's saying, look, you were born again. And the immediate desire of a newborn baby is milk. Gimme, 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 gimme. That's what little babies say. And that's how we should be with God and God's word. That's what we want. And elsewhere we read in the Bible about the milk of the word. So this is where reading the Bible and living by God's word has really got to be part of a daily experience. Come to him as to a living stone, indeed rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious. You as living stones are being built up into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Because it is contained in Scripture, look, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, chosen, precious, and he that believes in him shall not stumble. Therefore for you that believe he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. There's a lot here about Jesus being rejected, and that is indeed what happens in life, that true spirituality and truly spiritual people are often rejected. So that's what we've got to expect. We should never expect popularity and acceptance, because that's not what happened to Jesus. It's not what's happened to the prophets. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood.
It's like death is Jesus. It's when you come out from the water, it's just like resurrection.
That's right. Absolutely. When you get baptized, it's like death with Jesus. You come out from the water, it's like resurrection. Absolutely. So all his experiences of rejection and yet of a glorification in the end are to be found in us. So you're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may show forth the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light, who in times past were no people, but now are the people of God, who have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I urge you as temporary residents and pilgrims to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. In other words, be self-controlled. Stop yourself going in the way of lust, because you're just passing through this world. You're pilgrims, you're on a journey, you're temporary residents. So it doesn't matter where we may live or what passport we hold or what our ethnic background is. We are passing through this world.
A passport is just like Jesus, but it's passport.
Well, that's right. Jesus is our real passport. Yeah, so it's not that we have Latvian passport or Russian passport or British passport or Australian passport. We are God's people and we are on a journey to his kingdom when we're citizens of that kingdom. So he says, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honourable so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme leader, or to governors as those sent by him to punish evildoers, and for the praise of those that do well. For so is the will of God, that by well-doing you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your freedom for a cloak of wickedness, but as bondservants of God. Honour all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honour the king. Servants, be in subjection to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For it is commendable if, because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering unjustly. Now the point is that life is not going to be fair. It's going to be unjust. And yet we have a very strong sense, don't we, of what is fair. That's not fair. That's not right. And I think that that is built into us. And yet as we go through life, wherever we are, be it at school, in the family, in the workplace, wherever we're living, however we're living, whatever context, life is not fair. But we have this strong sense that we want to see justice. And I think that's intentional because it makes us long for the kingdom. It makes us long for Jesus to come back when there will be fairness and justice. What glory is it when you sin and are beaten, and you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For this were you called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow his steps. So Jesus dying on the cross is not just something that happened and we look at it and think, oh wow, this is a pattern for us. All that self-control, that devotion to God, that endurance of other people's unfairness and injustice. He did no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. See, he never said a word that was untruthful or that was misleading or deceitful. It's a real challenge. Who, when he was insulted, did not retaliate with insults. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Now, when we suffer, the natural desire is to hit back in some way, but he did not. Who himself bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live to righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So as they whipped his back, and they whipped it in a way that ripped off the skin from his back. Every time he was whipped and it left a stripe mark on his back, by his stripes you were healed. This was our healing. For you were going astray like sheep, but are now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. So he's looking out for us. He's the overseer of our souls. He is shepherding us. So every experience we have, be it feeling sick, be it ill health, health problems, even be it death itself, be it problems, as I say, at school, in the workplace, in the family, with our neighbours, wherever we live, all these things are overseen by him and are part of the shepherd guiding us towards his kingdom, which is his wish for us, and that's our wish as well.